listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
Tinsley Ellis has been into the blues most of his life. He has been performing since the 1980s, has recorded 19 albums, and is still, in my opinion, under the radar in his status as a musician. Today our show is going to focus on the music of Tinsley Ellis. We'll start off with some early material off his 1994 album Storm Warning, with a song most listeners attribute to Johnny Lang, but was written by Ellis, entitled A Quitter Never Wins. We'll follow that with an instrumental entitled Panhead, showcasing Tinsley's guitar playing, as it was described by Rolling Stone magazine as feral blues guitar, non-stop gigging has sharpened his sixth string to a razor's edge, his eloquence dazzles, he achieves pyrotechnics that rival Beck and Clapton. Tinsley Ellis today on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Well, I know you want love's a word that no one means. You know I'd never leave you. So you up and walked out on me. And love is hard enough to forgive. Never wins.
Tinsey Ellis was born on June 4th, 1957, and is an American blues and rock musician. He grew up in southern Florida. His love for electric blues grew by listening to the British invasion bands such as the Yardbirds, the Animals, Cream, the Rolling Stones, and he was actually inspired by a live appearance by B.B. King, and he was determined then to become a blues guitarist. In 1975, he played with the Hey Good Band while attending Emory University near Atlanta, Georgia. 2 years later, already an accomplished musician, he returned to Atlanta and joined his first professional blues band, the Alley Cats, a group that included Preston Hubbard, who was of the Fabulous Thunderbirds. And in 1979, Ellis graduated from Emory University with a degree in history. In 1981, he formed the Heartfixers with singer and harmonica player Chicago Bob Nelson. Ellis' website explains how he came up with the Heartfixer name. He states, "In the early 80s, Chicago Bob Nelson and I were listening to songs for a band we were forming. We heard Heart Fixin' Business by Albert King and thought it would be great to call the band the Heartfixers. Later, I used that name for my publishing company, then my record company. It's just a tip of a hat to Albert." Let's move ahead to the 2002 album, Hell or High Water, starting with the title cut and then exploring his sound with a few more cuts off this acclaimed album. Visiting Tinsley Ellis today on our Blues Cruise.
Gonna make and hell or high water, I'm gonna make the woman mine someday.
Thank you.
Tinsley Ellis off his Hell or High Water album. We'll be right back in just a moment with some more from Tinsley Ellis. And we'll even have a few cuts off his latest release, Red Clay Soul. You're listening to Cruisin' the Blues with me, Mr. Jack. I'll be right back.
To live.